a good one. I wish I can go grab my tablet, because I use my tablet to read a lot of cool manga. There's some great Gyaru manga right now. Gyarus are shit. The new hotness.
They should be the permanent hotness.
Amen. Have you checked out Gal Gohan?
I have not. I believe someone was posting fucking manga pages from it, though, and literally everything I saw from, like, the design-wise, I was like, yeah, I enjoy this, but it's not something, again, it's not something I really got around to doing, because I don't really read much manga in my free time.
Yeah, Gal Gohan is pretty great. It's about a gal who has a...
Just looking at the thread.
Yeah, she has a crush on her high school teacher, who's like the advisor of the cooking club, and she joins with very, very, very overtly clear motivations to get into his pants, but she's like learning to cook and growing as a person, and it's really fucking cute.
I feel like the outcome will eventually be, and this is just my fucking guess, but because she basically trains herself to be like an actually good girlfriend, it becomes like a sort of thing where the Gyaru part of her, like, almost disappears by the end of the series. This is just my prediction. That's what I'm thinking, because every time I haven't even read it, but I have this strong fucking feeling that for every move she makes, it never works, right? And because it's the teacher, he can't really fuck her anyways. So it's gonna be like, after you graduate, so-and-so happens, and then it's gonna go from there. Who is sending me a message on Discord? I'm so upset right now. What? It just says dad. All right, well, I'm going to ignore that.
I don't know. I'm too busy looking.
Yeah, it looks...
I'm looking at all these these Abigail ludes in the thread. Okay, somebody mentioned Kudo. Thank you for reminding me that manga exists.
Kudo!
That is an awesome manga. I thought the ending was a little abrupt. I wasn't that fond of how it ended, but the rest of the manga is cool. It's about this girl who... Like, she's a young girl who lives alone in this mansion by herself because, like, the townspeople think she's cursed. And she winds up taking in this cat that she doesn't realize is, like, a fucking eldritch nightmare cat. And it, like, devours shadows and crazy shit. But, like, the cat is just as attached to her as she is to it. So the two of them live this, like, peaceful little existence. But every now and again, like, some really creepy shit happens in the background. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Really great manga. Everybody should read more manga. Manga is great.
Yeah. Well, I think manga is great because of the fact that you could always just go at your own pace, you know, and just fucking just read it, be done with it. It's not, and this was a thing I was talking about in IRC the other day, where One Piece's anime with its pacing is so fucking obnoxious that you can't ever catch up on it.
I gave everybody... up on One Piece back in high school, and this was like 10 years ago. I was like, oh man, like, they're on episode 500, like, this is getting crazy, and now they're on, like, what, like, 800?
Yeah, they are. And it's really easy to catch up on the manga. You can just take a fucking few days, up to a week, you know, maybe even a fucking month if you wanted to split it up that much, just to, like, catch up to it, whatever. And it's super easy to do that. But if you're actually taking the time to watch the show, you're gonna get frustrated every single fucking episode because they never get to the fucking point. They never do. And if anything fucking happens, the entire cast and all the side characters...
You have a text
message! Who is texting me? Anyways...
You have a text message!
Anyways, fucking, like, all the side characters will all stand up and say the thing that happened at, the same time. Like, the character will... you know, hit the person that nobody thought could be hit, and then all the side characters have to rise up one at a time, and then they all, with, like, perfect